Esta es Misma Liz, la Sirena de Latina, y estás escuchando Tales from the Tub. This week, instead of fiction, I'm sharing some of the holiday traditions and experiences I'm having while visiting my mother in La Paz, Baja California Sur, Mexico. There is a store in El Centenario that you get to by turning off the highway at the sign with the flags and the simple descriptor, frutería. In English, this word means greengrocers, a produce stand. But Lupita's frutería is so much more. First, of course, there is Lupita herself. She's a small woman with jet black hair and deep berry lipstick, and she talks faster even than I do. She has a cheery expression that you cannot help but mimic. Then there's her produce. She doesn't always have everything you want, but what she does have is excellent. Sweet potatoes, bananas, tomatoes, avocados, onions, all the staples you need. But the real reason people visit her store, the not-so-secret, super-secret reason, is her pico de gallo. Now, pico de gallo itself is not a difficult thing to make. It's just tomatoes, onions, chili peppers, and cilantro. Maybe with a little bit of salt, maybe with a little bit of lime, but those are optional and you don't really need them if the rest of the vegetables are diced to perfection. Something about Lupita's pico de gallo, though, is just effervescent. Not literally, of course. I mean, it doesn't bubble, but it tastes amazingly fresh, and it seems to carry with it the essence of Lupita herself. We bought a container of it on Thursday afternoon, and by bedtime, we'd finished the container. I did not measure the container, but it was somewhere between a pint and a quart, maybe a little bit more. A lot. My mother says there's been at least one time when she got the last container Lupita had for sale that day and saw other customers walk away bitterly disappointed. Chips and salsa aren't something you put out at parties here. It's considered cheating to offer something that simple. But everyone loves them, and everyone eats them, especially if the pico de gallo comes from Lupita's frutería. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meliss, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMeliss, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.